Welcome to another edition of Heart of the Matter, a podcast that uses overwhelmingly positive questions to learn about our guests, where every episode uncovers extraordinary stories of triumph, growth, and empowerment. Good day. My name is Adoranka Batamosi-Wilson, and welcome to Heart of the Matter podcast. My guest on today's show is Sharon Bailey. Sharon lives in the city of Hamilton, Bermuda. She is, let me get this right, Sharon, a traveler, a photographer, and an entrepreneur. And one thing that I've learned about Sharon is that she enjoys spending time with herself. Welcome, Sharon.
Good morning, Adoranka. And thank you for asking me to be on this podcast, The Heart of the Matter. I just love the title.
Thank you. Thank you. And just so that people know, Heart of the Matter was developed actually in 2009. And I brought it back to life after it was aired on the radio in 2010. So I'm really excited that I've been able to recreate it and find a new audience. So Sharon, let's get started. Please share three interesting things about yourself that our listeners and maybe even your friends may not know about you.
Three things that your listeners might not know about me, and certainly some of my friends don't know about me, is that I have been swimming in three of the four oceans. I have also been the same height that I am now, 5'2", since I was 11 years old. I also write a 50,000 word novel every year that will never be published.
Can I ask you what the novels are about?
Anything that comes to mind, sometimes they are pure works of fiction, and sometimes they are a journal or a journey of something that I am going through because it's a specific month. It happens every November. It's part of a larger group that I do the writing. I have to produce 50,000 words by the end of the month. And a couple of times I've done it as a journal. And it was a reminder for me is that not only do we think the same things over and over, you can write the same things over and over. I think I've told a few people that I do this, but one thing for sure, it's never going to be published.
Do you let people read it?
Never. Not even my husband.
Well, Sharon, thank you. Thank you for sharing that gem with us. So let's go to the questions. Can you tell us about a recent accomplishment or success that you're particularly proud of?
One of the things I'm really proud of doing is starting and creating my own company. And the reason for that is that I never saw myself really as an entrepreneur. In fact, I don't even think I knew how to spell the word entrepreneur. You know, there are too many vowels and strung together. Because I always worked in companies and I was really successful in companies. When I decided that I wanted to do something on my own, I knew that creating my own company was going to be important because I wanted to do it in the way that I wanted to do it. I didn't want to have a structure around it that meant that I was beholding to somebody else's idea of what I was capable of doing and what I wanted to do. The good news is that my company, after a lot of work with a brand strategist, is called Awe and Magic. Sometimes it's a bit hard to pronounce. We are actually looking at streamlining that to AIM so that, you know, I don't have to explain Awe and Magic every time. But the good news is that working with someone outside of my normal group of people that I associate with gave me the opportunity to explore myself in ways that I wouldn't have done because I believe that we are many different people. We are who we are with our friends. We are who we are with our loved ones. And doing this with a brand strategist that knew nothing about me, I was really freed up to say whatever I wanted and to be who I was. And they were able to extract the things and the words that I say quite often, like, oh, that's awesome. Or someone would say something to me, I'm going, that is just magic, absolute magic. And they were the ones that helped me to come up with the name Awe and Magic.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I just want to go back to the word entrepreneur. I struggle. Entrepreneur and entrepreneurial. I always struggle to spell it. Thank goodness for spell check. That's all I can
say. Yes.
Say. What are the key strengths and qualities you relied on to achieve the success in developing your business?
The key strengths that I've relied on, some of these come from my corporate days, being able to plan. I'm a program manager by trade, IT program manager by trade. And so I was able to plan out what I wanted to do. So the planning was really important. The other strength is my ability to talk to anybody, anywhere, at any time. I'm very comfortable in doing that. And I realized that part of being an entrepreneur, you are in the business of selling yourself. And if I had not had the training from the corporate side of things, and the ability to talk about anything, anywhere, at any time, I probably wouldn't have taken this role on with as much gusto as I have taken it on. This is not something that came absolutely naturally. I've been a Toastmaster for many, many years, and they helped me to develop the voice that I would have in telling the stories, but also in making sure that the information I wanted to get across was something that people could understand. I learned to talk slower. I still talk very fast, but I learned to talk slower because I recognize that people need to have time to process what I'm saying. So some of the strengths came from the corporate side and also from the training that I've taken on over the years.
I recently did a presentation skills workshop for a client, and in doing the research, I found that public speaking is third on the list of five things that people fear the most. And so being able to represent yourself and say what you want to say is a real skill.
Thank you. Yes, I recognize that in taking the Toastmasters class and also being involved with non-English speaking Toastmasters, meaning English was not their first language, how important it was for them to be able to talk. I lived in Asia for a time, and a lot of the people that I worked with, English was not their first language. And what I noticed is that they were impeccable. They were actually better than most English speaking people when it came to writing and how they presented themselves on paper. But when it came to actually speaking, they were the ones that were left behind. And that's one of the reasons that even in Bermuda and in Singapore, I totally dove into Toastmasters, because that is a single thing that certainly I know changed my life, and I knew it could change their lives.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Can you recall a situation where you overcame a challenge that led to personal growth? What did you learn from that experience?
Yeah, I've learned a lot. I've not had a lot of challenges, and partially because I have a really high opinion of myself. I just need to put that out there. And what happened to me recently is that was challenged. It reminded me that I'm not meant to be in everybody's space. And that challenge also reminded me that what I do for my own personal peace of mind has to be at the forefront of everything that I do. I think we all grow up wanting to have others' opinions of what we do and how we fit in, and we like those sort of things. As you get older, you realize that it is more important for you to believe in yourself, for you to know where you belong, for you to be able to say what you need to say. And if other people don't like it, that's fine. That is their opinion. That's where they are. But for me, it has been a lesson in knowing that I'm not everybody's cup of tea. And what's come out of that is that I'm putting myself in different situations. So thanks to Adironka for making me, I'm going to say making me, go to pickleball. I'm thoroughly enjoying it because it's an activity that I would have never taken on. I also do a bit of gig rowing, and that is rowing in a boat with six other people. And you talk about peace for the 90 seconds when all of us are rowing in tune. It feels like an hour, except for when the guy at the front of the boat goes, that was 90 seconds. You go, okay. But it feels so good. The other thing that I'm doing is I'm working with a group of women. I have two what we call mastermind groups going. I'm not in charge of them. I'm just members in there. And I love the fact that had I been stuck in the place that I was before, spending hours and hours doing, you know, the same thing over and over, I wouldn't have had the time to be part of these masterminds. And I love that we are women supporting other women.
And there's a power in that, isn't there? And when you have women's energy coming together to support and encourage each other. What self-care practices or strategies help you to sustain your energy and motivation while navigating through this journey?
I have tons of self-care. Most people know that I am big on self-care. I take care of myself. There's no doubt about it. But I do have a couple of routines. The first one, which is going to sound a little bit unusual, I have an alarm clock to go to bed. It goes off at 10 o'clock every night. It has one of those lovely little nursery rhyme tune that tells me it's time to go to bed. And it goes off at 10 o'clock. I don't necessarily have a wake up time, but I wake up at the same time every day. That's one gift I think I have. I don't need an alarm clock to wake up. I wake up. But what I do as part of the self-care is I take myself out and I go for a walk. I walk every day. Sometimes it's just walking around my building. And especially we've had a storm come through in the last couple of days. So it was actually, that's as far as I was going. And I started to recognize a number of buildings that had scaffolding around them because of the wind. So I was only going in, you know, a circle. That in itself helps me to reset for the day. It allows me to reconnect with myself. It's part of my quiet time. So the first 30 minutes is really for exercise. So the next 30 minutes is usually just observing what's around me. And most times I have a camera with me, at least one, and I'll either be taking pictures or just spending time just admiring the place where we live, where I live.
Thank you. And Bermuda's a beautiful place. You are listening to Heart of the Matter podcast. Welcome back to Heart of the Matter. My guest today is Sharon Bailey. Sharon, let's continue with our questions. How might sharing your experiences of success and growth with others create a positive ripple effect in your family, community, the world?
Adiranga, that is a great question. I often wonder what impact I would have. And I had a mentor a few years ago that reminded me that it wasn't important for me to know what my impact was. It was for me to make sure that I was doing what needed to happen to make an impact. So for my family, I can say that my brothers and sisters get to see someone living life on their own terms. Growing up in a very closed family system, sometimes it makes it difficult for people to step outside of it. And ours was a very strict religious system. I was the one that got to break the mold and go and do what I wanted. I got to travel. When I went to university, I went to school. My mom and dad didn't go to school outside of Bermuda. I did. And it wasn't enough to just go to the U.S. Over time, I have taken sabbaticals. I've lived in the UK. I've lived in the US. I've lived in Asia. I pride myself on that. And I know my brothers and sisters look to that as inspiration for what they can do. For my community or for the group of people that I associate with now, I want them to see that it doesn't matter what age you are, you can start over at any age. For me, I have had very distinct careers, most of them not related to each other, you know, coming up in IT and then going off to be a massage therapist and now being a photographer and an entrepreneur. All of them have led to this point, but none of them had to really rely on the other. It was just something, you know, I got to do. And I want people to be inspired to know that the label that we put on ourselves is more important than the label that anybody else puts on us.
Thank you. That's a wonderful nugget. That is a wonderful nugget. Thank you. What exciting opportunities do you see on the horizon? And how do these opportunities align with your passions and aspirations?
Well, the horizon for me is really near. My husband and I will be moving to Portugal, I would say, within the next 18 months. He has a timeline and I have a timeline. My timeline is now. His timeline is much more strategic. The good news about that, that gives me an opportunity to satisfy the things that I love, like travel. I'll be on the mainland in Europe and I will be able to get on a train or in the car and drive to different places. And always having my trusty camera with me means that I get to photograph not only interesting places, but interesting people. I've been really inspired by Instagram. There's a guy on Instagram that's taking photographs of people in the street. And I thought, I definitely want to do that. So in one of my upcoming trips, that's something I am going to really step out and get out of my comfort zone and really photograph people, ask them, you know, if I can photograph them, no longer with my long lens sitting up on the site, you know, capturing their image, to really interact with them and capture the image. That's my goal. So that's very close on the horizon for me.
And I have to say, as a fellow photographer, Sharon, that is one of my biggest issues in photographing people, asking for permission and sometimes being told no, but facing that no, right? Facing that no, I prefer not to have my picture taken, but also the anticipation of a yes. That's exciting. But it's also one of the things that I have to overcome each and every time as a photographer to step out of, as you've said, my comfort zone to ask somebody, may I take your picture? Mm-hmm. So I applaud you. And I'm looking forward to seeing your pictures, actually. Is there anything else that you'd like to share? Do you have any final thoughts?
My final thought is that being asked to be on this podcast is such a privilege. And it's not to take these privileges for granted. As Adaranka knows, I have this favorite quote, is that if you want to go fast, you can go alone. But if you want to go far, come and join a group of women and let's go together.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love that quote. I absolutely do. Thank you for your time, Sharon. And I just want to share with everybody what I'm taking away from our talk today. And I'll call them appreciation nuggets. So the first is you have an alarm clock that tells you when to go to bed, which I think is dead cool. I'm going to try that because every time you say, okay, I'm going to go to bed early. Then you find something else to do. And before you know it, it's 11 or 12 o'clock at night. And it's like, when am I going to bed early tonight? It's already past. You can start over at any age. And I think that's an important lesson for people to understand that we don't and shouldn't let age define us, that we can begin our journey wherever we are, at whatever age we are. And the most important thing is don't take privileges for granted. Those are the three nuggets that I got from our discussion. And I'll invite our listeners to share the nuggets that they got as they listen to Sharon Bailey share. I appreciate you taking the time to join me on Heart of the Matter, a podcast dedicated to asking overwhelmingly positive questions as we uncover incredible stories of people you may know. To our listeners, thank you so much for joining us. Sharon, I appreciate truly your time. You're the place to be.